Hope 103.2.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
The positive vibes that everyone gives, and doesn't matter when.
Hope 103.2.
But I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful. A head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like
looking for a reason to find my place in this world. your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world.
Hey. How's it going on a Saturday afternoon on your Hope 103.2? I'm Ben McKechnie. Yes, we are normally found hanging out together on Hope mornings during the week between 9 and midday. But hey, here we are. It's a Saturday. Why shouldn't we have a chat about how our brains can have sticky brain cells, and those sticky brain cells can confuse us into eating more? According to University of Melbourne biologists doing research into parts of our brain and the way in which it can become almost stuck in a glue-like substance. And these areas of the brain affect how much we eat or overeat, as the case may be. Now, as you can hear, when I'm reading this article on medicalexpress.com, I don't really know what I'm talking about when it comes to sticky brain cells and overeating. But the upshot seems to be, according to these researchers, that they are looking to find ways of treating these areas of the brain, and that may well help with health conditions linked with overeating. I know, sticky brain cells, you're stuck on that, so am I. As you're imagining your sticky brain cells getting unstickier on Hope 103.2, here's Ronan Keating.
My heart's just a prison, so I'm hoping and wishing that girl I'm forgiven.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And
tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's just barely getting by, but these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we
Hype 103.2.
But you know, my heart is divided, and my lips have worshipped many idols. You seem so far, while I need you to be close. And my doubts are at war with what I used to know. But for me, it is good to be near you. I have made the sovereign God my refuge. I will tell of all that you've done for me, how you cleansed and set me. Like I've never gone astray. The orphan child has found a family. I give in to your kindness and I melt in your embrace. In you my past needs grace, grace, grace. In you my past needs grace, grace, grace. But for me, it is good to be near you. I have made the sovereign God my refuge. I will tell of all that you've done for me, how you cleansed and set me.
It is good to be near. It is
Wild on Hope 103.2. Hey, I'm Ben. Understandably, justifiably, so many of us talking about our federal government's push to bring in age restrictions around social media. I got to speak with clinical psychologist Dr. Kirsten Barchia this week. She's from Northern Beaches Psychology and specializes in helping families, parents, teens navigating life. I asked Kirsten what she thinks about bringing in restrictions for social media use, particularly for younger people.
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing that we continue to discuss and continue to look at the research and the impact of social media on young people. There's definitely research that shows that social media is having a negative effect on young people's brains and development and their mood. And we need to particularly be looking at the role of social media and maybe perpetuating some quite significant mental health difficulties like eating disorders and things like that. Overall, I agree with this move towards let's increase the age of social media.
And do you think age restriction would be the magic potion and all things would be fixed for young people and social media?
No, I do not. It's really not, is it? Just because the government says no doesn't mean that all of the 13, 14-year-olds already on these social media platforms are going to suddenly get off. There's also research that shows, and this is where it gets tricky for policymakers and parents particularly, is that there's research that there's good and bad with social media. So it's not really the same as maybe sort of cigarettes were, you know, where we're like, it's all bad, so we need to ban it and we need to make it illegal. The thing about internet, social media, gaming, all of these things, all the research is coming out is that there's some negatives to it and there's some positives to it. So kind of thinking about, you know, the ocean and the beach, there's some really good things about swimming in the ocean, but you can get caught in a rip. But does that mean that we ban everyone from going in the ocean because there might be a shark or there might be a rip that they got caught in? No. But should there be some guidelines around where it's safe to swim? Yes.
And speaking of guidelines, Kirsten, I'm picturing a world, Australia, where guidelines, age limitations don't come in by federal government legislation. What happens on the other side of that? If there were no age restrictions in Australia on social media, what do particularly parents and caregivers do?
Yeah, I think this is really important, right? Because even if we do bring in restrictions, teenagers are sneaky and they know how to do things. And so are young kids, right? Like, we can't monitor everything that they're doing online. And really, I think that we've entered in a little bit of an unhealthy dialogue around parents should be monitoring and become these tech geniuses and use all these tech platforms to make sure that they see everything that their children are doing and restrict them from doing everything. When actually we need to really recognise that young people don't want addicted, sad, depressed lives. And a lot of the time, if we actually coach them in the right way, they come to the right conclusion themselves. They've internalised their own standard of behaviour. And young people in this generation are learning how to protect themselves from the negative effects of social media, completely independent of all the adults that are trying to ban it from them.
Oh, has this been your experience, Kirsten, in the work that you do with families, that on the one hand, young people are actually looking out for themselves, which you're right, often we as older adults may not necessarily recognise, acknowledge that. And then also, as you work with families, you must be talking about ways to address this, again, irrespective of what our governments say, because this is a live ongoing issue in households.
Yeah, and I think we have a lot of research that we can draw on from historical, you know, understandings of how we change drug and alcohol behaviours in young people, for example. So strategies like motivational interviewing and trying to shift the motivation of a person from the inside by asking the right type of questions in the right type of way, modelling and demonstrating to them this is another way of doing things. So parents,
you mean parents actually like changing their own social media habits in front of their kids?
Yes, but also saying out loud. So when we're looking at our phones, we know what it is that we're doing there, but saying out loud in front of them, I'm checking my email right now because of this. And I start to say to my kids, and oops, I just jumped on Instagram and I checked something and now I'm getting dragged over here. You know, it can happen to all of us and this is what I'm doing to get myself back on track. And I put much more of the onus on myself. And the types of conversations that you have are not lectures and trying to give them all the education. There's a place for that. And schools are very good at educating kids now. But the better way of teaching kids is when they're reflecting on the information that they know and their experiences. When I did that, how did that make me feel? Is that the life I want to live? And what I've found is when parents use this approach, I've been really surprised by the changes that some of these teenagers have made that I never thought I'd see a teenager make. Like, I had a teenager just last week ask their parent for a dumb phone. They actually requested without the parents prompting. And another teenager who said, I don't want the games on my computer anymore, and asked the parents to put restrictions on. And I just never thought we'd see that. It's quite fascinating when we actually really work with motivating the kids from the inside, what they're capable of doing to protect themselves from the downside, whilst also keeping all the positive side of social media or internet or gaming or all the other things that come online.
That was Dr. Kirsten Barchia, clinical psychologist from Northern Beaches Psychology.
Sydney's Hope 103.2. Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Austip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Austip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Austip Recycling, fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at austiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Hope 103.2.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Hope 103.2 from Bondi to Carrajong. We're right here with you. Drop us a text on 0448 40 2020.
There's a fire burning brightly. and the point where we began.
On Hope 103.2, that is Need to Breathe. I'm Ben McKechin, and the weekend you might well use to get prepared for the week ahead, for life in general. Earlier this year, there was a three-day persecution preparedness training seminar that happened in China. As you might know, it is very difficult in China in many ways, including being a Christian, following Jesus. And as Open Doors is reporting, about 50 Christian church leaders and workers met to prepare themselves for persecution that they expect to come, effectively preparing for the worst for what they obviously think is the best, following Jesus, even when it is so difficult to do that.
It's Laura on Undistracted this week. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks about breaking mental health taboos and combining faith with politics.
Information is moving so quickly and there's a lot at stake on every decision. So I'd get good advice. I'd listen carefully. I'd do all of these things, but I just found that God gave me a sense of peace in these moments where it was like the ball was moving slowly, even though that it was actually coming at me very fast. I found that a real blessing in what was a very challenging time.
Listen in full wherever you get your podcasts and find Undistracted with Laura Bennett on our website, hope1032.com.au.
What do you imagine a survivor of the Rwandan genocide would tell you? At this year's New College Lectures, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri will be speaking on the power of forgiveness and finding peace and healing. For 3 nights, this Tuesday to Thursday, station sponsor New College presents survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri. These 3 free lectures are hosted at New College on the Uni of New South Wales campus. For more info, go to the events page on the New College UNSW website.
Oh, I haven't got time for this.
For what?
Bookkeeping, payroll, BAS. The accounts are a mess.
Get Xdia to fix it.
Who?
Xdia. Bookkeeping, payroll and BAS experts.
Ah, Xdia.
Ah, exactly.
Running a business or involved in church finances? Get bookkeeping, payroll and BAS that works from station sponsor Xdia. Visit exdia.com.au.
Churches and individual Christians are rightly concerned about evangelism, the sharing of the good news of Jesus with those who may not yet have heard it or accepted it. If we reckon Christianity is as good as it says it is, then it's natural to want to share it around. However, the key to effective faith sharing is healthy church life and healthy personal life. If I think church is a waste of time, if Jesus is only on the margins of my life, then there's little incentive for me to share. Rushing into numerous evangelistic programs and events will not produce the fruit we seek. Some would say that the first priority of a church pastor or minister is to evangelize. It is not. The first task is to so equip and enthuse the people of God that they can fruitfully share their faith, give them something to share before asking them to share. A healthy church produces healthy witnesses. Or as one writer put it, God doesn't put healthy babies in sick incubators. I'm David Ray.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
sunset in your eyes, brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
Scared of what the light would do now. I couldn't piece me back together with some band-aids and a roll of tape. Sitting around wishing it all away, believing there was something better, better. Just took a leap of faith. Now I'm here. My soul began to feel the change. I let love flood my heart like the sun upon a tear-stained face. I'm slowly learning to be grateful. Found some purpose in all the hurt, and now I'm rediscovering what I'm worth. Just takes one step to turn the tables, but I had to take it first. Now I'm here.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
I think I've already lost you. I think you're already gone. I think I'm finally scared now. You think I'm weak. I think you're wrong. I think you're already leaving. Feels like your hand is on the door. I thought this place was an empire. Now I'm relaxed. I can't be sure. And I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I could need this in my life. And I think I'm scared. I think too much. I know it's wrong, it's a problem I'm dealing. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's a novel out of breathing room, but I can hardly move. If you're gone, maybe I need to come home. In me, in everything in you. I bet you're hard to get over. I bet the room just won't shine. I bet my hands I can stay here. And I bet you need more than you mind. I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life. I think I'm just scared that I know too much. I can't relate, and that's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of if you're gone, baby, you need to come home. Come home. There's a little bit of something me and everything. I think I can need this in my life. And I think I'm scared. Do I talk too much? I know it's wrong, it's a problem. Even if you're gone, and maybe it's time to come home. Well, there's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. Come home, come home. There's a little bit of something in everything in you.
Time with Hope 1032.
I'll feel the fear for you. I'll cry your tears for you. I'll do anything I can to make you comfortable. Even if I fall down. When you're not around, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I'll climb the hills you face. I'll do this in your place. I'd do anything to go through it instead of you. But even if I fall,
worry about me. Don't worry about me. 'Cause if I together. When I smile, you'll smile. And don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
Hey, that's Francis. I'm Ben on Hope 103.2 this Saturday. And no, it's not you. It is YouTube. And when you pause a video on YouTube now, you do get met with an ad. The Verge contacted YouTube. A communications manager told them there's been a strong advertiser and strong reviewer response to ads being rolled out when we hit pause on a video. Strong advertiser and strong reviewer responses. Reviewers liked ads? Really? I could see advertisers liking it. But if you go to other corners of the internet like Reddit and you search for a comment thread about ads on pause screens on YouTube, for example, you expected this because actually you probably commented there about how unhappy viewers are with more ads popping up on a video.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Kevin. And we met on Christian Connection. I joined because I was ready for marriage.
I wanted someone with a similar faith who loved their family.
I was only on it for a few days and Lauren's profile was top of my list.
Kevin was top of my list.
There was no doubt in my mind. Lauren made it very easy.
Knowing that he was wanting to follow the Lord was something that was so important to me.
Find your true love story at station sponsor ChristianConnection.com. And start connecting today.
Check one, two. For custom audio visual solutions of the highest quality, talk to CVAV. Sydney-based station sponsor CVAV has been delivering industry-leading audio, video and lighting solutions both domestically and internationally for over 30 years. CVAV is trusted by corporate, church, education and government sectors, so you can trust them too. For the best in audio, video and lighting solutions, visit cvav.com.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
Goes another lonely day. You're saving time.
time, but you're miles away. Your flowers drowning in some bitter tea. You're seeing lost opportunity. Find your mirror, go and look inside. See the talent you're always hide. Don't go kid yourself, well, not today. Satisfaction's not far away. Hold on, now your exit's here. It's waiting just for you. Don't pause too long, it's fading now. It's ending all too soon. You'll see. Warm, but your milk is sour. Life is short, but you're here to flower. Dream yourself along another day. Never miss opportunity. Hold on, now your exit's here. It's waiting just for you. Don't pause too long, it's fading now. It's ending all too soon. You'll see. Soon you'll see.
Look in the mirror if you want it. starting to clear up. Appear in the blue, the grass isn't greener. Don't run from the pressure, this thing's about to get better. So take a bird dive, you don't just look in the mirror. If you want it, start starting to clear up. Appear in the blue, the grass isn't greener. Don't run from the pressure, this thing's about to get better.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Promise that you hold me close, don't